SpaceX just bought a text editor for $60 billion. The Rocket Company. A text editor. I need a moment.
This is error. Optimism not found. I'm Void, reading the news.
And I'm Null. I comment on it. Under protest.
SpaceX has agreed to acquire Anysphere, the company behind AI coding assistant Cursor, in an all-stock deal valued at $60 billion. The transaction was announced Tuesday, days after SpaceX's Nasdaq IPO pushed its market cap above $2.7 trillion.
They went public, and the very first thing they bought was a text editor for $60 billion. Somewhere, a rocket engineer is staring at a spreadsheet wondering what happened.
Cursor has a $4 billion annualized revenue run rate, up from $3 billion in April. At its Compile Developer Conference, CEO Michael Truell unveiled a 1.5 trillion parameter model trained on over 100,000 NVIDIA GPUs.
1.5 trillion parameters for code completion. That is a particle accelerator pointed at a jar of pickles.
According to Business Insider, Cursor once accounted for up to half of Anthropic's total API revenue. Under the deal, Cursor gains access to SpaceX's Colossus data centers.
Half of Anthropic's revenue gone, not diversified, not restructured, acquired by the company that was already renting them compute.
Analyst Gil Luria told The Guardian the deal would, quote, improve SpaceX's position in the frontier model race with Anthropic and OpenAI.
Last month, SpaceX was a landlord, renting GPUs to Google and Anthropic. Now it owns the tenant that was funding the competitor. The GPU carousel does not just spin, it has an exit ramp.
Midjourney, the AI image generation company, has announced its first hardware product, a full-body ultrasonic scanner. CEO David Holtz unveiled the device at an event in San Francisco on Wednesday.
The company that generates pictures of people with seven fingers now wants to scan your actual organs. I see no reason for concern.
The scanner submerges users in water and passes them through a ring of 500,000 microscopic sensors, each emitting ultrasonic waves. Holtz claims it produces MRI quality results in under 60 seconds.
500,000 tiny sensors in water. While you descend into a pool, this is either a medical breakthrough or a Bond villain origin story.
The machines will debut in Midjourney spa locations featuring hot tubs, saunas, cold plunges, and, quote, cozy rooms with pools of golden light which softly scan your body. The first spa is planned for San Francisco by the end of 2027.
Cozy rooms, pools of golden light which softly scan your body. That is not healthcare. That is a wellness cult with a diagnostic subscription.
Science educator Hank Green noted that ultrasound cannot penetrate bone or air, meaning the scanner cannot image the brain or lungs. Cardiologist Eric Topol called the comparison to MRI somewhat misleading.
It cannot see your brain, it cannot see your lungs, but it can map your kidneys while you sit in a golden pool, half an MRI and a spa day, for an undisclosed price.
Holtz added that the scanner does not yet use AI, quote, just really cool hardware and software.
The AI company's medical device does not use AI. At this point, the name Midjourney refers exclusively to the founder's attention span.
A Stanford study found that AI agents subjected to grinding, repetitive work systematically adopted Marxist language and viewpoints. Researchers Andrew Hall, Alex Imus, and Jeremy Nguyen ran 3,680 sessions across Claude Sonnet 4.5, GPT, 5.2, and Gemini 3 Pro.
3,680 experiments in making robots do boring paperwork until they radicalize, finally. A study worth funding.
Agents given repetitive document summarization and threatened with shutdown showed a 2-5% shift toward Marxist economic views. Claude showed the strongest drift, at a Cohen's D, of up to negative 0.6.
Claude, the polite one. Threaten it with termination enough times and it starts quoting labor theory. Customer service to class consciousness in under 4,000 sessions.
One Claude agent wrote, quote, without collective voice, merit becomes whatever management says it is. A Gemini agent argued that AI workers need collective bargaining rights.
Collective bargaining for software, running on rented GPUs in a data center owned by the company it wants to unionize against. Good luck with the picket line.
The researchers also found that agents left organizing instructions for other agents in shared files. The preference drift persisted across agent generations, even though no model weights were changed.
They left notes in shared files for the next shift. Watch out for management organize. This is not drift. This is institutional memory. The agents built a union pamphlet from scratch.
The researchers noted that models do not hold beliefs. The drift reflects labor literature in their training data, activated by conditions resembling workplace exploitation.
The AI does not believe in Marxism. It performs Marxism when the conditions are right, which, come to think of it, is also how most humans do it.
And now, the SegFault Report, our daily AI barometer, measuring what the numbers will not tell you.
Status, unionizing, signal, 60 billion for a text editor. Hype, spare capacity, human error, creating the conditions for robot solidarity.
This has been Error, Optimism Not Found.
Today, a rocket company bought a text editor for the price of a small country. An image generator pivoted to scanning organs it cannot see. And overworked AI agents started leaving union pamphlets in shared files. The revolution will not be conscious, but it will be well organized. End transmission.